Hello and welcome to this episode of Essex by the Sea. I'm Owen Ward and I'm exploring the coast of Essex on this podcast, finding out about and hearing the amazing stories from this diverse part of the world. Before meeting my guests, I'd just like to thank you all for your kind comments you've left so far on the first couple of episodes. I really appreciate it and hope you continue to enjoy the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from and tell your friends about Essex by the Sea and encourage them to subscribe too. Now, the village of Southchurch, as it's described on the railway station signs, dates back to Saxon times and is mainly a residential area sandwiched between Thorpe Bay to the east and Southend-on-Sea to the west. Rob McAvoy is the co-founder of Project Southchurch, a community initiative with some big plans. Rob joins me now on the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for inviting us, Owen.
No problem at all. What's the aim of Project Southchurch?
We want to make Southchurch a more vibrant area and to build on its character and its history. So we want to make the retail part of it a little bit different. High streets are going through a very difficult time at the moment. They've been through these times before where they've reinvented themselves, and we want to do the same with Southchurch. We also want to make the area have bigger street appeal, have more pleasing on the eye. So we hope to bring in a few projects as we go along that will give some sort of standard to how the housing and how the shop fronts will look in Southchurch, while still keeping their own individual character.
Now, where exactly geographically does the project cover?
The project itself covers four areas. It covers the whole of the Southchurch ward, and it takes part of Thorpe Ward, Kersal Ward, and also the ward of St Luke's. So we based it on a mixture of council boundaries and, as you mentioned in your introduction, geographical boundaries from the Saxon King Leifstan.
And Project Southchurch has got two main projects that I've seen in your recently published blueprint, StreetSafe and The Core, plus a number of other initiatives as well. We'll come on to those in a moment. But first of all, let's look at StreetSafe. What is that?
StreetSafe is to encourage people to, when there are antisocial behaviour problems or there are incidents that they see in Southchurch, that they have the right tools to report it, that they can go to the right areas to report it, whether that be council or whether that be the police. So we are forming a lot of partnerships with the Southend Community Police Team and also with various departments in the council to encourage people to report, because we are not mind readers and they are not mind readers. A lot of the problems that are happening in Southchurch, which are mirrored all the way up and down the land, are quite easily solvable. And we want to make it easier, as easy as we possibly can, for people to go to the right channels to report it. And also we would like to disencourage people to come to Southchurch to cause problems. This being said, it is not the Wild West as I'm maybe making it sound like. It's below average crime statistics within the borough, let alone within the county and the country. But it's to be proactive, to stop the problems mounting up rather than reacting when they're happening.
And The Core is described as an unofficial town hall. Tell me more about that.
Well, The Core, what we want to do with The Core is find some property. We've looked at some properties. We will continue to look for a property which will house all of various agencies for many challenges that people face. So it'll be under one roof. Age concern, youth issues, they'll all be housed under one building or under one banner. We can at present operate some of the services at various locations around Southchurch, but we want to bring it more central to the village itself. So that's the unofficial town hall bit, maybe a little bit strong, but it's as a description, but that's what we intend to be. And we'll have some fixed things in there. There's a couple of things that are close to some of our volunteers' hearts. CRY, which stands for Cardiac Risk in the Youth, we want to make it available to them to have their facilities put there when they do their roadshows. And we also want to have a living memory wall, which helps with dementia, where we will focus on pictures from old and new Southchurch, Southend. And there is research that says it does calm people who are living with dementia, and also will give their carers a respite.
One thing that strikes me with all of your projects, and we'll come on to the other smaller ones in a moment, but it's all about bringing the community together. You've mentioned there about The Core, the idea is to bring all these different organisations together. I've noticed driving around South Church just today. There's obviously the railway line that you have to cross. There's the main A13 that's obviously quite a busy road just behind us here. Is there a bit of a divide in South Church, do you think?
I don't think there's so much of a divide, no. I think people don't realise that they can have a community that comes together more than a divide. And we hope through all the programmes that we have, that is in our document called Life East, they all are interlinked. So they will all, if you look back, you'll see the bigger picture. And it's really just to encourage them, that they can have a community coming together. But no, I don't think there's an actual divide. It's just a realisation that we come together as one community, one voice, and then we can face issues a lot stronger.
There are lots of smaller projects and initiatives that you've got. Tell me about a couple that are sort of highlights for you.
One of the ones that I'm keen on getting is actually a horrible terminology. It's called town spreading. Within Southend, many of you will be aware of Adventure Island and of the amusement arcade and of the Kersal, which unfortunately at the moment is standing redundant. But on the news recently, you will have seen that people are packed into one beach. So with town spreading, it's to encourage people to come east of the town and west of the town to encourage them to use our 7 miles of coastline. And places like South Church have their own characters, have their own history, and are very interesting to come in. South Church, we have South Church Park Hall. We've got some magnificent restaurants along South Church Road, and we're outside the Exchange, which is a restaurant and a centre of a community. We've been talking about communities, very much centre of a community. So there's lots to do in South Church, and as you go further along, lots to do in Thorpe Bay, lots to do in Shrewsbury. So town spreading is quite important to me. Mainly, obviously, with South Church at heart, we can bring people further along by using the coastline and using the restaurants that are along the coastline, and maybe in the future building some sort of facility that will incorporate the natural world of that the estuary gives to us. And another thing that's quite important to me, we've got some meetings coming up in the back end of September with some urban farmers, and to look at the possibility of using some of our car parking space to bring urban farming into South Church. I know it sounds a little bit ambitious, but we also want to use schools, so there's an educational tool for that as well. We've got somebody that's called Gus the Gardener, which is just a character with a name at the moment, and we hope to bring him to life by using stories that the school children can provide, and maybe they'll be able to introduce friends to it. But it's all part of a learning about about agriculture, about gardening, and also the well-being and the mental well-being that can bring to an area.
So how does that work? I mean, we're here alongside the Exchange Bar. I can see terraced houses. That's replicated a number of times throughout South Church. I don't see many agricultural fields and farmland. So how does the urban farmer / gardener work?
Well, they use a process called aquaponics, which is, they call it vertical growing. So they will be able to install them in the smallest of places, but we want them to be visible. And also, as I mentioned earlier, we want them to be an educational tool. So if we can put them into the side of playgrounds, or school playgrounds, or on car parks, they won't actually take up an awful lot of room, but they'll give something different to the town. We are going to talk to two companies, as I said, end of September, and they're going to come in to see if it's possible, feasible, and be where best would be to place them.
We've talked a lot about different organisations that could be involved, and a lot about good causes. There is business in South Church, obviously, along the main road here, you know, the bar that we're standing next to, and we've mentioned about the various different restaurants. One of the things about Project South Church I've seen is that it's about creating a more vibrant place to live and work. What is there for businesses? What would entice them to set up a business, if not already in South Church?
The three main shopping areas in South Church are South Church Road, which we're standing on the side of at the moment, Woodgrange Drive, and also Hamstall Road. There are some pockets of other retail areas also. We want to amalgamate those under one banner called South Church Retail. From that, we will negotiate rents for them to have a uniformed rent, if that is possible. We have already got contacts within the council where those sort of discussions can take place in the future, which we will investigate. I must stress those discussions are underway at the moment, but plans to talk about that are are currently being made by myself and my co-founder, Bill Darrington. So that's one of the things that we want to bring to it. Also, we've actually lumped it all in together, if you forgive the phrase, and called it Regeneration Business South Church. We want to improve the street appeal as well. So to encourage some of the more independent retailers to come into the area. Let's face it, high streets are changing. We want to create a new high street. High streets have faced challenges for centuries, and they've evolved as time's gone by. And although the challenges are extreme, there is absolutely no reason why they can't evolve again. So we want to be at the forefront of that and help new businesses come into the area by making it have a better look to it. So through our streetscape scheme, we hope to change the look of some of these roads, initially by having plants at the site, as simple as that. But as time goes by, it will be developing into other things, maybe similar to our shared space, which is run on the seafront. That in itself will probably face challenges, but we will work with not only the businesses but also the residents to see what the best way is. But initially it will be to brighten the place up by street furniture and also by plants along South Church Road, certainly as a test to see how we can go. But as it evolves to improve street appeal, you improve the street appeal of premises, they'll get a bigger footfall. It's as simple as that, really. The difficulty is the money side of it. So we want to have some sort of independence where we can actually look for people to come into the area rather than having to go through the council. So there is an organisation called East Town who will be our vehicle to entice new businesses and new retailers into the area.
One thing that did catch my eye in the blueprint was there's plans for an urban market. I understand that was hoped to have happened this year, but with coronavirus restrictions, perhaps delayed to a future date. I mean, essentially, is that a market that we see on EastEnders that's in the middle of the road? What's the vision there with that?
Well, if they want to have that and the stars from EastEnders come along, I'm quite happy for that to be the case. It's a mixture. An urban market, as we've termed it, is a mixture of a farmer's market and a craft market, if you like, with a little twist in terms of music and various things like that. What we want to do, South Church, like many areas, is quite diverse. Not as diverse as East London, but still diverse. So we want to celebrate the diversity of it. There will be street food stalls from their communities or from involved, connected with their religion or whatever it may be. So it's going to be a little bit like that. And along with local artists that can come along, there will be craft stalls. So it's really a street food market come farmers market, if you like.
And big plans, hopefully, when those sorts of events can happen in the future.
As you mentioned, it was meant to be at the end of August. Obviously, because of the difficulties, we had to stop the organisation. And it is definitely going to happen. It will happen in the summer of 2021. We are working with our production company, Kiwi Productions, and they will commence the arrangements January next year. But yes, it will happen.
Finally, then, with all these grand plans, which look fantastic in the blueprint, turn them into reality. What do you hope to see, you know, in 5-10 years time? What do you hope South Church will look like?
Well, I hope to see the start of all of the projects. I mean, they won't all be completed, obviously. But I think my biggest hope, and the thing that is central to it, is to get the core, the community building developed, built, or property sourced, however it comes. Once we've achieved that, then the rest fall into place. As far as the other one, which is our starting concern, street safe, that's already been dealt with. We're working with the Chief Inspector Ian Hughes and a lot of people at the council. We're working with the guys from Safer South End. We have part of the plan which has actually changed. It's now called Community Ambassadors. We did have a sort of rather dramatic name for it, but we've changed the Community Ambassadors, and that is going to be now South End wide. It's going to be it will be an idea that Safe South End will look at and possibly roll it out across South End, amalgamating similar groups that already exist.
An evolving plan, which is good. Where can people find more information about Project South Church and all the initiatives?
Well, at the moment, we've only got a Twitter site. Our website is being built as we speak, so they can find us at Your South Church. or they can email us at project.southchurch@yahoo.com.
I wish you all the best, Rob, with the project, and thank you for joining me on Essex by the Sea.
Thank you for your interest in Project South Church, Owen.
Next time.
The London lays in 18 metres of water. Once you go past 6 metres, there's no ambient light at all. If you turn your torch off, it is literally pitch black. And right from our very first dive, we were making discoveries on it.
So make sure you subscribe in the same place as you found this episode so that you don't miss it. An episode will land on the 1st and 15th of each month. We're also across social media, so follow us on Twitter and Instagram @EssexByTheSea and like our page on Facebook. Until next time, thanks for listening.